A newly created Accounting Oversight Board today holds its first meeting in Washington, but it will do so without its chairman. Former FBI and CIA Director William Webster resigned yesterday. The controversy over Webster's nomination forced Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Harvey Pitt to resign. It also has raised questions about whether the Accounting Board will be able to do its job. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
William Webster referred to a kind of perfect storm surrounding his appointment to chair the new accounting board, a situation where even his best efforts were not enough and where he felt his presence on the board was becoming a distraction. Marianne Smythe is a partner at the law firm of Wilmer, Cutler & Pickering and an SEC alumnus. She thinks in the end, Webster's decision to step down makes sense.
Probably at this point, it was the right thing to do to enable this whole board to get a fresh start with fresh leadership. He only took this job to be of service, and soon he decided that this was the right thing to do.
The appointment of the 78-year-old Webster to chair the accounting board was mired in controversy from the beginning, after it was revealed he once sat on the audit committee of a small internet company facing fraud allegations. SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt knew about the problem, but failed to tell fellow commissioners about it prior to a vote on the Webster nomination, causing a furor within the agency. Barbara Roper is Director of Investor Protection with the Consumer Federation of America. She says those involved in the nomination process might want to take a look in the mirror.
It is difficult to imagine how the process could have been bungled worse than it was.
And Roper says had Pitt and others at the SEC been more upfront about the process of selecting members of the new accounting board, they probably would have survived.
It was not the outcome that got them into trouble. Had they chosen this board without the controversy over hiding information about Mr. Webster's involvement at U.S. Technologies, they'd all still three be there.
In addition to forcing out Pitt, the flap over Webster's appointment to the board also forced out the SEC's chief accountant, Robert Herdman, who signed off on the nomination. David Reuter is a former SEC chairman who teaches law at Northwestern University. He acknowledges the accounting board is getting off to a rocky start, but feels it can still do its job.
It makes the board the job harder, but you know, those are four very well-qualified people. I would expect that they will meet and lay down some plans for continuing even in the absence of a chairman.
Webster's resignation comes as there are at least three separate investigations underway into the selection process for the accounting board, the creation of which was mandated by Congress last summer in the wake of the accounting scandals at Enron, WorldCom, and other large companies. Today's meeting of the accounting board is not viewed as a formal session, but simply an opportunity for members to get together to begin setting up shop. But with no leader, an SEC chairman on his way out, and no firm budget in place, it may be difficult for the board to set an agenda. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.